The gals are here. That means it's chamber chat time. Hey, gals. How's it going? Who have we got here? I can't see this person because there's a screen, you know, in front of
us. It's been a minute since she's been here.
Yeah, yeah. I know. She's been hiding.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? Well, the office is back open, so now she's got to come over with us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Rianne.
Hello.
I can still say hi, and people can still hear you. So, how about that? All right. Welcome to Chamber Chat. We had a opportunity last Friday. We're going to be taking off to where we don't get back in time to vote the following Tuesday, right? So we're going to be gone through the weekend. We voted, and then my wife says, you want to know what? I've never been to the new brewery. I said, well, we'll have to do that. So we went in there and had our beer and a pizza. In that period of time, I don't know, 35 minutes maybe, I bet there was at least 35 kids that came in. What a night.
I know. It was so fun.
Friday was just, that was just wonderful.
Right, yeah. The downtown council did a pretty great job organizing that. It was fun.
Yeah. Well, it's just fun to see downtown buzzing.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's just, you don't see it every day like that, so.
Yeah. And we had quite a few people come in who'd never been to our office and just were they were curious about what we did and took some, you know, promotional materials and, yeah, it was fun to get people in the door.
Yeah. Okay. You had, well, it says from your, Steffes Group Incorporated. Oh, there was a Steffes Group post on there that said our Litchfield team went to celebrate Halloween with the community at Litchfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for this past weekend. So things must have went well.
Yeah. You know, and I think there's a little misconception. We actually don't organize the Trunk or Treat on Sunday.
Right.
But, yeah, we help promote it for Robbie Brown. She is a part of Working as One Litchfield. And so just, you know, is able to put on some of these amazing events that you see throughout the year. She also does a National Night Out. She'll do one and has a nice poster made. And it's all in Central Park. And so, yeah, she puts this one together too, and we're just lucky enough to get to participate and get all the information out to our chamber members.
Right. All right. Well, good. Well, anyway, so those are the couple of the notes that I made. I'm sure you have more stuff for us.
Yeah, I know. We're always busy, but now we're gearing up for the next holiday season. Now that we'll be wrapping up. You know, this fall season, we are moving on into Keep the Cheer Here.
Keep the Cheer Here. Mm-hmm. And please explain that to me.
Yeah. So the chamber has hosted it, you know, for the past several years. Mm-hmm. This year, it's a little different. We put a twist on it, and it's going to be more of a bingo card. Mm-hmm. So you'll get a bingo card with participating businesses. You'll go to shop at those businesses. Mm-hmm. And when you make a purchase, they stamp your card.
Oh, okay.
And when you get the card filled out, then you can drop it in for a chance at 10 $200 prizes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's come in handy during that period of time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anytime, but yeah. I mean, you know, for sure that period of time. So
we'll kick it off on Small Business Saturday, November 30th, and it'll go through December 13th. And then that following week, we'll have a little celebration at our office and announce who those winners are.
All right.
So,
do I qualify if I, you know, do everything right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anybody.
Well, you know,
you don't have to live within, you know, you can live wherever and take part. So it's not, we're just promoting it all throughout Baker County. But
good. All right, good stuff. And I know you were hoping we'd have a guest with, but of course, you know, when you invite your guests in there, you also know that they probably have a job to do and they can get a little busy.
Yep.
And I was kind of interested because you had said that Tim Erickson was maybe going to come in from Towmaster his daughter and our twin daughters, of course, graduated together. And since they lived a little bit out on one of the lakes, she spent a lot of time at our house. So, we got to know Missy really well. So, anyway, it would have been kind of cool talking. But, and there is, I'm surprised, I looked at your I'm not sure exactly which part of the website, whether it was a Meeker County serving the chamber of Meeker County, but I was surprised at the number of, and talking about Towmaster, of manufacturing people that you have listed there.
Absolutely.
A lot of people look at Meeker County and think, well, yeah, there's probably three or four manufacturing sites.
No.
Oh, wow, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot.
It makes up the majority of our, you know, that industry makes up the majority of our businesses.
Yeah, that's what amazed me about it, is I thought, you know, it may be one of the smallest, that maybe the retail end was bigger or whatever. And I'm looking at that and I'm thought, wow.
I know.
You know, people like Towmaster really, you know, they're the ones that are really making it up, and they're the ones that are employing, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people across the county.
So. Right, and putting in like a lot of, you know, they support the community in a lot of ways too, whether that's through volunteers or donations or sponsorships. I mean, yeah, it's a pretty incredible group of businesses.
I know that even in their particular case at Towmaster, brother-in-law from up on the Iron Range, that it was is part of the chamber there, and also part of the city council, and was a former mayor. Anyway, was involved with getting a city plow put together, and lo and behold, he said they were going to come down here. My sister and he were going to come down here, and he said, "Oh, that's right. We might be able to see our new snow plow at your place." They're the ones who do that sort of work, not only just for the state of Minnesota, but for all these kind of communities around, well, not even just Minnesota, but all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
They're a busy place.
They are.
Yeah. I give them a lot of credit up there, and I know they've got a great employment group, and they just kind of keep on rolling up there from the days of, well, you probably don't remember, but Palm Industry days to where Harlan had it to the group that has it now. And they're busy.
Yeah.
Which is good. So, all right. What else have we got on your magic list there? I know that there is always something coming out of the Chamber of Commerce building.
Always, yeah. Another thing that that we've got going on right now are applications for our college scholarships are open.
Oh.
It's for those individuals that are currently enrolled and have completed at least 48 credits. And so all that information is online. They have to submit, obviously, an application and then get a couple letters of endorsement. And we, you know, it varies. The awarded amounts vary depending on how many people we have, how many dollars we have to work with. The dollars are generously donated by our chamber member businesses. They have an option to allocate funds towards that when they renew their membership. So so we've got a little bit to work with this year. So that application process is open, and it goes through December 8th. So you have, you know, quite a bit of time here to get all those pieces of information in order and submit it, and then we'll do interviews and announce the award amounts.
In the spring, right?
We have two, actually. This announcement will be in December for this group of individuals, in the spring we have the career and technical scholarship
ones
awarded, and those ones are done typically at the high school awards nights for those seniors. So,
all right.
So, we've got that going on, and this week we did have to reschedule. We had a lunch and learn scheduled for tomorrow. It was going to be done by Vivid Image, and it was AI in action.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that last time.
Yep, so we had some unforeseen circumstances and have had to reschedule, and so that will be December 3rd at the same time, so 11:30 to 1. The event itself is free at the chamber office, but if you want to purchase a lunch, we have that option too.
All right.
So there's still time if your schedule allows.
Okay.
So December.
That's on Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Well, Tuesday, December 3rd, yep.
That means you won't be in here.
Oh, we will.
Oh.
Absolutely. We'll do that. And
that
then,
not that lucky.
Yeah, you're not that lucky.
I was just hoping it'd be the guys that they would know instead.
No, we'll still be here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good enough. Okay. Well, I mean, unfortunately, we've taken our 10 minutes. Actually, 10 minutes and 7 seconds.
Wow.
But we still have time for you to tell people where to get a hold of you and more information. Oh, and we're gonna pass it over to Rayanne. Rayanne, you're on the air.
Oh, perfect. You Yay. Can reach us. Mm-hmm. By telephone at 320-693-8184. Online, you can see us at litch.com, or you can email me, Rayanne or Janae at Litch. So
there you go. Beautiful. See, it's just that simple.
Right?
Yeah, we keep it that simple right here. So, all right. And anything else that we need to add or throw in there as we head into Halloween? Maybe a little reminder about drive careful.
Yeah. Watch for deer.
Yeah, and for kids.
And kids. Yeah, that too. Yeah. Kids, yeah.
Watch for those little deers. Yeah. Yes. Or deer out there. So, okay. That's it. We'll have you two. Well, maybe not. We never know. But you at least next week at Chamber Chat. All right. Bye, Ryan. See ya.
Through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.